This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Supreme Court rules some things should not be sent by mail. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The Supreme Court voted 6-3 to reinstate a Trump administration rule that requires women seeking to obtain abortion pills to receive them in person at a hospital or a medical office rather than receiving them via the mail. Chief Justice John Roberts, siding with the Trump administration over the lower court, stated, "My view is that the courts owe significant deference to the politically accountable entities." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested and now faces charges in connection to throwing a fire extinguisher at police during last week's deadly mob attack at the Capitol building. 55-year-old Robert Sanford of Chester, Pennsylvania, faces felony charges. The indictment was separate from an investigation into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who reportedly died after being struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police, police. We have Capitol Police here. And we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. It's what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen. Not Republican, not Democrat. We, above all, are Americans. And that's what needs to be the focus here in the return of first principles. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. You know, for the first time in American history, a generation is worse off than its parents. And the question is, who is to blame, right? Good question. With two recessions and a botched pandemic under the belt, of boomers are their children's favorite punching bag. But is the hatred justified? Is the destruction left in their wake their fault, or simply the luck of the generational draw? We're going to be talking with Helen Andrews, the senior editor at the American Conservative. Her brand new book, Boomers, The Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster. And if you, this is what I just read to you, is from the inside of the jacket of the book. And really, as you read that and understand it and get your brain around it, you see how similar it is, this concept of the blame game that's taking place, and how it's demonstrated not only in this context, but in just about every context. I mean, I think it's quite uncanny that there is consistency, and that's generally what happens when you realize the problem. You realize that it could be systemic, and how else does it pose itself? Helen Andrews, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for writing the book. I mean, you bring some perspective on this at a time when, you know, the cancel culture would rather you not address this this objectively and bring some truth to the subject.
Well, it's, I confess, a little bit of an angry book. It was a book written on a mission. I'm a millennial, and I feel like the baby boomers have not left my generation a very good inheritance.
Mm-hmm. So, and with that, I mean, it's, I mean, sadly, I mean, I agree that there are things that, you know, have contributed to this, and maybe a laissez-faire attitude, a disconnected you know, way of life, got busy raising kids, spoiled our kids, abandoned, you know, as I said, abandoned some first principles that are critical to the advancement of a generation. And now we find ourselves at the crossroads where we can't even have a reasonable conversation. And I say this with caution, and my audience is probably sick of hearing me say this, but again, I think this is the cry that came out of Jordan Peterson's book. He says that you can get so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And here we are, I mean, supposedly an intelligent society, or at least wanting to be, and we are sabotaging our own intelligence through our ideology.
And the tragic part about it is that the boomers have done this out of idealism. I mean, I have just written a very anti-boomer book, but even I have to admit that the boomers went into their path of destruction with good intentions. Mm-hmm. And that's the two sides of the boomer coin. On the one hand, they're very idealistic, but on the other hand, rather narcissistic in a way that makes them blind to the ways that their idealism can knock down some important institutions and end up causing more damage than they anticipated when they started out.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I see that our constitution, our institutions have all been compromised. You know, some may argue that on some level there is a degree of corruption that has taken place. And by that, I mean that it is really that its integrity is broken down. And when you have an integrity broken down, the foundation is broken down, it's subject to corruption and all kinds of problems.
And the boomers were not hostile to any one institution or just institutions here and there. They were hostile to institutions, full stop, across the board. Mm-hmm. Because according to the baby boomers, any institution serves as a constraint on individual choice. And their goal was to liberate individual human choice. They thought that was the most important thing, that people should be totally free to follow their desires wherever they might lead, which is, of course, contrary to an institution like the family or a church or
yes.
the Constitution or history. Just across the board, they are institution destroyers, which has not left millennials in a very good position.
Yeah. So, and interestingly enough, again, this brings some balance because what we've been hearing, you know, in the last at least 5 years, if not 10, that it's the millennials' fault. You know, they're the ones that have been indoctrinated. They've abandoned first principles and they've brought us to where we are right now. But that's pretty convenient. And, your book brings some balance to the discussion.
Well, the millennials do bear some culpability. I am disturbed by how many members of my fellow generation believe in socialism. But again, that's partly because we've been so ill-educated by the boomers themselves.
Right.
And
yeah.
Even though I'm a millennial, I try to see both sides of the generation war, and I hope that this is a book that has something to say to boomers who are baffled by their millennial children or by their millennial coworkers in their office, who, I got to say, millennials are not always the best employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I can explain a little bit to those baffled, frustrated boomers why millennials are the way we are.
Well, Helen, and I think that it should be a welcomed conversation if we can have it in this cancel culture environment. We've got to really cleanse ourselves of the invalidation of our fellow human beings, because if we're truly going to search for the answers here, then we need to understand what the other has experienced. It's kind of like what we've gone through politically. I mean, you know, Donald Trump didn't come on the scene just by happenstance. You know, there's a cause and effect relationship that has taken place within the political system. And so here we are with the boomers and millennials all contributing to this crossroads that we're at right now. And if we're going to make the right choice and choose the right direction, then we better have a better understanding of what each of us sees and how we can participate in the solution. Is that fair?
I think that's fair to say.
Or is that too idealistic?
It's more optimistic than I am, Bill, to be perfectly honest with you. I see a lot of millennials out there who are economically precarious. They're stuck in the gig economy. They don't have the nice, stable, middle-class life that the boomers enjoyed growing up. And they're just having a really hard time pairing off, because in the aftermath of the sexual revolution, millennials are getting married at lower rates than any other generation in American history. So you've got a lot of atomized, impoverished millennials out there who feel like they don't have a lot to lose, who don't feel like they have an investment in the system. They don't have a stake in the system, no need to make the system work. And that's the tinder of revolution. And so I'm quite apprehensive about a future of politics dominated by these reckless millennials who don't have a stake in stability.
Yeah, well, let me qualify your perspective here, because my father always claimed that I was the most optimistic of all his sons. So I'm guilty as charged, and I hold on to that. Maybe with some stubbornness, admittedly, because I that gives me hope, and I want to have hope. Helen Andrews is with us. We've got more from her about her book, Boomers, right after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, And we're talking with Helen Andrews about her new book, Boomers. Let me read what Terry Castle, a Walter A. Haas professor of humanities at Stanford University, author of The Professor, had to say. He says, baby boomers, and I confess I am one, prepare to squirm and shake your increasingly arthritic little fist, for here comes essayist Helen Andrews' incendiary new critique of left-wing pieties, youthful scourge of disastrous 60s idealism and its legacies, and all-around millennial conservative whippersnappers par excellence, even when infuriating or wrong, and Andrews can be both. She is irresistibly intelligent, writes like a dream, asks questions so uncomfortable and fundamental that the bravery, honesty, and moral seriousness of her approach cannot be gainsaid. Boomers, shall we go there? Is an essential book for our woe-begotten time. I would agree with the professor. I think that the timeliness of your book, obviously, it seems that at times I just picture you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, unable to sleep, being haunted by some of the topics that you address here in your book.
That's right. But I didn't want to write a book that was just...
Not that I'm a voyeur or anything like that. So please, I want to clarify that, all right? I'm just saying, sure. In a general context sort of way. I mean, I found myself in the same moments when you're struggling with a topic. It does have you waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles going, oh, my God, what now?
Well, because I'm worried about the way this country is going.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
When I didn't want to just be worried. I didn't want it to be an emotional book. I wanted it to be dispassionate, analytical, and objective. So I wanted to be very sure that I didn't blame the boomers for anything that wasn't their fault. And I wanted to give them credit for their virtues as much mm-hmm. as their errors. And I hope that I did that.
Credit. Let's talk about credit for the boomers. What do you acknowledge as credit for them?
The book is structured in a series of profiles. Rather than just talking in generalities about the boomer generation, I wanted to pick six representative baby boomers. And one of them is Steve Jobs, and he is someone that I admire a lot. He had a streak of idealism that he brought to his business. He wanted computers to liberate human creativity. And he accomplished that. He changed the world. Everybody who owns an iPhone owes a debt of gratitude to Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, his technological revolution also enabled the gig economy and the ubiquity of pornography and video game addiction and a lot of other things that have made life worse for millennials. So Steve Jobs is a great example of a boomer with a lot of fine qualities who accomplished many excellent things. They just happened not to work out very well for my generation.
Isn't that the curse of most innovators? They're so excited about the idea that oftentimes they fail to see where that road will take us in its totality, whether we're talking about electricity, the Industrial Revolution. This seems to be part and parcel of that opportunity that comes with creativity.
It is creative destruction, and that's mm-hmm. the way that every technological advance has been throughout history for millennia. The difference with the baby boomers is that the quality of character that you need in order to cope with the disruption of technological change, to mm-hmm. ameliorate the damage that it does, is humility. You need to be able to recognize the downsides right. of the changes that your generation is bringing about. And sadly, humility is a quality in which many boomers, I'm afraid to say, woefully deficient. So they just were blithely indifferent mm-hmm. to what raising their children on screens was going to do to them. And I think it's going to be up to the millennials to do the course correction and limit the impact of screens on our civilization.
Yeah, and hopefully they can learn, from this. I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. And what I am coming back to in realizing and embracing is the issue and the idea of first principles. I used to train on this issue in talking with CEOs and sales teams and management organizations. that you needed to have a real clear statement of reason of being. You know, some call it a mission statement. Something that you can measure every idea that comes into your organization. Does it add or take away, you know, from that goal, that objective? I think that that critical question has been omitted for the sake of innovation, for the sake of greed, follow the money, as they say. We've been riddled with that that objective, and we've paid a big price for the sake of pursuing the dollar, haven't we?
We have, and my hope is that millennials can look at that outcome and see what a mistake it was and make better choices than their parents did. If there's any hope out there, it's that millennials will learn the lessons that their parents' mistakes have taught them.
Yeah, here we are right now, Helen, and I struggle with this. I don't know about you, but I struggle with the idea, you know, being an entrepreneur myself and believing in free markets, I find ourselves in an area of great concern where we have so many billionaires that have come about in the recent decade. And as you kind of suggested earlier, here we've had all this money. We're the richest nation in the world. And yes, we give a lot. And there's a lot, you know, been given on the war on poverty and that sort of thing, which is a whole nother discussion, the way that's been administrated. But, you know, America, for all the money that we have here and the affluence that occurs in our country, we should have been better stewards, and there's going to be a big challenge here, because I'm not sure how you get that genie back in the bottle and you tell these multi-billionaires that they're going to be cut back a bit.
Well, that's one of the mysteries that I had to unravel as I was writing that book. On the one hand, our society is richer than ever before in history. You know, any other decade would have killed to have the wealth that lies just in a simple iPhone that everybody's got in their pocket. Technologically, we're doing extremely well. The millennials are very economically fortunate. But on the other hand, the mystery is that that's not how millennials feel. Mm-hmm. We feel just much more economically precarious. We don't feel secure. We feel disadvantaged compared to the economic security of the baby boomers. And as I unraveled that mystery, I came to the conclusion that you are right, that economically we have not been good stewards. It has all gone more to billionaires. We're more polarized and unequal. And it's true that millennials feel that they can't have a middle-class lifestyle without two incomes. Yeah. One income earner family model, the breadwinner model, that the boomers benefited from, we no longer have. We feel like husband and wife both need to go into the workforce just to make ends meet. So the fact that we have iPhones and lots of fancy technology really doesn't make up for that fundamental fact. And so I think millennials who feel trapped in this two-income earner model have every reason to feel aggrieved at the way the economy has turned out.
Exactly. We've got a little over a minute left here, Helen. You did highlight six boomers, and one was Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Break that down for us in this last minute that we have together, if that's possible.
The baby boomers believe that victimhood was a desirable quality, and it's led to the situation we have now where people compete with each other for who can be the biggest victim, and Sotomayor definitely engages in that. Her whole persona is based on her victimhood. But as we can see looking at the world, victimhood very frequently has the paradoxical effect of turning people into bullies. And so that chapter is about Sonia Sotomayor as a bully.
Well, this is a very intelligent expose, ladies and gentlemen. I will warn you, and it can be disturbing. You might even toss the book across the room, but that's okay. I don't think Helen would be offended by it. But I recommend that you do get your nose in the middle of this book and try to understand what's happening, because the answer, I believe, you're going to find within the pages of this book. Boomers, the men and women who promised freedom and delivered disaster. Helen Andrews right here. Thank you, Helen.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your throne. The fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going.
Let me tell you, I don't know of anybody that doesn't want to come back. Again, this is outside of all the political influences and ideology going back and forth. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to abandon that. I think I said earlier in the week, politics has not served us well. I mean, it has gotten us in the middle of this bucket of gum that we find ourselves stuck in trying to disengage ourselves from. Meanwhile, we're at each other's throats, and I'm saying, look, we've got to abandon this. We have to abandon, you know, the political ideology for the sake of what draws us together. E pluribus unum, what is it? It's about being American. That is the team that we're on. Red, white, and blue are the team colors of America, not a party. And that is the higher calling for us as citizens. I'm not talking about faith. Faith issue is another deal. I'm just talking about in the here and now for our responsibility and how that is supposed to be manifest, depending on your faith, that's going to take on a certain picture. And if you choose not to, you know, to exercise your faith in the process of your allegiance to America, hey, look, that's, you know, it's okay in a sense, because this is the land of the free, home of the brave. It is a government of, for, by, we the people in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we have to focus on. With all these issues that come into play and come into our perspective, into the windshield of our cars, does it add or take away from that concept? Is it dividing us or is it bringing together? But where we are right now is we are in the book of Genesis, right in the early stages, and that was the release and what happened with the fall, and that was the release of evil. And evil and good were going to coexist in a very frightful way. And this has been the story through the millennia of humanity dealing with this battle of good and evil. I know sometimes it's very difficult for people when they hear evil. They go, wow, you talk about the ultimate cancellation. Well, but we need to be discerning of it because we're so overly sensitive and open-minded, as my mentor used to say, that our brains have fallen out, and we've forgotten that evil does exist and evil is being manifest. And guess what? Evil loves it when we're ignorant of evil and we're accommodating of it for the sake of, well, we just need to get along, you know. I asked God that question many years ago, and I said, why not? I said, because good cannot exist with evil. Good and evil cannot coexist and complement one another. The very thing that good wants is the very thing that evil hates and will do everything it can to destroy. Lie, steal, cheat, kill, get out of its way. That's how powerful it is, and we need to see it for the danger that it is right now. Mario DiMatteo is back with us. What a great story Mario has, and we're privileged to have him back because he's got a new graphic novel to talk about, Peter the Apostle, that engages children and adults alike, by the way, I will say, in comic book form. Like, who doesn't love comic books? I mean, just because you're 70 or 80 and that. I mean, comic books are still fun, Mario, aren't they?
They are. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me. It's comic books can really have a huge impact on kids and adults alike. They're great. They're great.
What you and your team has done is use the comic book format for entertainment, which naturally it is, but also to be a teaching platform.
Definitely, and that's really the core of our books, is to be a ministry tool and to help kids and families come together and learn about Jesus in a way that's unique and something that really can impact a kid's life and help them remember the story in a unique way.
Not only unique, but an accurate way. I mean, this is part of the challenge that has been taking place, even within the church today, is that, you know, like the culture, all of a sudden they're embracing narratives that aren't consistent and not backed up by the Word of God specifically. Is that fair?
That's definitely fair, and it's interesting to see how mainstream has used the Bible in a way. Unfortunately, sometimes to just make money, and they're twisting the story. Our objective was always and has always been to stay accurate to the story so that kids can go back to the Bible and fact check and ask their parents questions and really learn the truth.
Well, Mario, you bring up something so important, and I hope our audience caught this, and that is that, whether it's the media or other people of influence that would want to get our attention, how they inaccurately use the Word of God. And they put it out there like chum, you know, chum bait. And they chum the waters to see who will catch it. And it's back to that fateful conflict of temptation that Jesus had with the devil, right? And he opened up each temptation with, did God really say? You know, he wanted to question not only what God said, but our understanding of what God said, right?
100%. Yeah, definitely. We're in a weird place in the world right now, Bill, and it's important to hold on to the truth and to make sure that truth is made evident to children, and especially children, because I think parents understand it, but if you're not a parent, it's hard to understand how much this whole thing has been affecting children the past year and a half.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, God knew this was going to happen. And this is a time for all of us to, in a sense, warrior up, sharpen up the blade. It never happens. I mean, you know, when we're at the peak and everything's going along, you know, just like the book of Judges, we do as we darn well please. It's all casual. No harm, no foul. But when we get in that valley, the valley of the shadow of death, because that will come, and we're approaching that right now, in that valley, people begin to freak out. But if you didn't prepare yourself when you were at the peaks, then you're in a mad scramble to catch up so that you can defend your faith, you can defend your family, you can defend your neighborhood, you know, your state, just go on out, you know, just like Jesus said in taking the gospel, you know, not only to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. That's the way those concentric circles go with our influence if we are in alignment with God, right?
Most definitely. And one thing that I've been really holding on to this past, especially in the past few weeks, is Matthew 6 and Sermon on the Mount, where there's things that are just not in our control, and it's easy to get sunk into the fear and just the mindset of being completely afraid of what's happening, and we have to really hold on to that God is in control, the King of Kings is in control, and either political party isn't going to save us.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting about this is that I'm finding, Mario, at least in the circles that I travel, is there is a movement for prayer like there hasn't been in a long time. I mentioned to the legal analyst with Focus on the Family earlier this morning that people instinctively are looking up. You know, why are they instinctively looking up, but only because they realize the answer isn't going to come from some political party? That this is such a mess that we're in. We are in the depths of an incredible amount of chaos, which is promoting fear, that we know that it requires God himself, the Lord of Heaven's armies, to descend and to right the ship here if America is to carry on. Now, America will carry on, you know, regardless. But, you know, the question is, will we carry on in the way that we've always known America to be? Or will we carry on like some prophetic experts have said and noted that in the Bible, you don't see a mention of America? Do we just ride off into the sunset and America just becomes, you know, one of those tales of Tyre and Sidon?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I hope that's not the truth, but it's we are definitely living in interesting times, and it's really important that we get back to prayer. And just that simple thought in Matthew 6 is that God already knows what we need, and
exactly,
he's going to provide us with it no matter what. So it's
got to go to break. We've got more from Mario.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent, we're back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mario DiMatteo is with us, storyteller, comic book creator, poet, and urban farmer. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. In 2014, Mario's whole life, as we discussed previously, was flipped upside down, literally, when he incurred a permanent spinal cord injury, confining him to a wheelchair. Through the grace of God, perseverance, an amazing family and friends, and a whole lot of prayer, Mario found a calling in comic books and graphic novels as a powerful way to spread literacy and the gospel of Jesus. You can check Mario at Mario DiMatteo. That's Mario, just like Mario that you've seen forever, and DiMatteo art. We need to add art. Mario DiMatteo art. .com. That's where all the information is. Mario, once again, you've delivered just a gorgeous book here. I mean, it is not the traditional, you know, comic book, light paper, kind of newspaper type of format. This is a hardcover. This is one of those books that can sit on a coffee table. The dare I say, because this has happened for me, is people will come over and they're attracted to the design. And next thing you know, they're picking it up and they want to walk out the door with my copy.
Thank you, Bill. That happens to a lot of people. It's surprising for people. I think the word comic book is kind of, for me, has been a trick because it's, when they see it, it's much more than just a comic book. This is really, the term graphic novel has grown over the years and has become now completely accepted within academia, within middle school and high school. So this is entering more into literature. So we are excited to be part of this new movement that's happening.
I was going to say, how does that make you feel? I mean, you're at the front edge. You're the vanguard of this movement.
Yeah, it's a huge blessing. The general market, the secular market, it's it's a huge industry, and within the Christian market, it's small but growing. There's some mentors, Kingstone Comics, that are big in the industry that are out of Florida doing amazing things, bringing the gospel around the world. So we're a small part of it and really blessed to be a part of it to help kids get excited about the Bible. That's our number one.
Exactly. Well, the last time we talked about Paul the Apostle, this time around, now this is Peter the Apostle. Why? Why Peter?
Yeah, so this is the telling the gospel of Jesus. And this was all my number one mission from day one. We started with Paul because I felt like I wasn't actually ready to tell the story of Jesus yet. I didn't have the skills to do it justice. And now we have completed the journey and have done the story of Peter, starting from meeting Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. And it takes all the way through to the crucifixion and beyond Peter in the book of Acts. So it tells Peter's experience with Jesus and really glorifies the passion and the story of Christ. That has always been number one, to point people to Jesus.
Right, exactly. Well, and you've done this so beautifully. I mean, the graphics themselves, boy, they're just so engaging. You guys have just done an outstanding job. I mean, you've got some very talented people on the team here, and as they say, it takes a team, right?
Definitely. We have an amazing group of guys that worked on this book. Ben Avery, Mark Harmon, Ishmael Castro. The four of us have been working on this thing for almost 2 years in partnership with Broad Street Publishing. They really believed in us and gave us free rein to do what I felt was going to be the best way to tell the story. And we created something that's really special, and I hope that can live for a long time and influence a lot of children and families.
Well, I got to believe the story of Peter is so engaging and encouraging for young kids, because they're going to realize that Peter wasn't extraordinary from the get-go. By no means whatsoever. He was an ordinary fisherman. And this has to encourage young people to consider for a moment, if God can use an ordinary fisherman, then why not me? Why not Mario?
Definitely. And that's such an amazing part of the whole Bible in general. He uses the most unexpected people to do God's work. So Peter is just a ragtag fisherman from Galilee, and his group of guys and tax collectors and revolutionary rebels. It's Jesus chose the least of these. So it's interesting that in our own lives we can look up, we really have people to grasp onto and to hold on to, that, oh, that person isn't a king or some extraordinary warrior, but just a regular guy,
somebody that was inordinately wealthy already and had a high station in life necessarily, right?
Definitely. And that's a great reason to look up to Peter, for sure, because he goes on to become a great leader and fight for Christ.
You know, I think about Peter and the people of his time and even before him. I mean, they would hear the stories that there was a Messiah coming, and people were waiting for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years they were waiting. Well, when? And now all of a sudden the Messiah comes, and, and I think you capture this, exceedingly well in your storytelling here, is that at first they're not sure what to make of all this. I mean, even though they've been, reading about it, of course, back in those days, there was a lot of traditional oration, right? A lot of oral history was passed on from generation to generation. But could this be the one? Is this the Jesus? Is this the Messiah that we have been waiting for, right?
Yeah, and I've read and been taught that there were a lot of false messiahs before him, so there was a lot of confusion. A lot of people rising up and saying that they were the Messiah. So for him to come in, and it was easy for him to be ignored. And that was probably part of the master plan, because Jesus himself was a nobody, born in a manger. I mean, born to poor people. So again, it was, I think, possibly easy to miss him. And sometimes for us living in today, it's easy to get distracted and to lose focus and who's Jesus. And it's easier to watch the Kardashians for a lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah, and miss the moment. You know, I've said repeatedly here on the show that at times we come to that crossroads where some choices are more critical than others. And I believe this is where we are historically right now in this country, in this time and place here. Because either we are moving, you know, closer and closer to the last of the last days that even Billy Graham had to admit that we were living in. And Billy Graham very rarely commented on anything prophetic. And I thought it was quite interesting that he himself, at this moment in time before he passed away, said that, in fact, these are the last of the last days. That being the case, Jesus is coming back soon. So what are we doing to prepare? Are we going to be ready? Or are we going to be like that, like those servants that were ill-prepared and caught off guard?
Billy Graham was right on. And being prepared is such a huge thing. How do we prepare, and how do we prepare our children? And it's easy to get caught up in the world and to just give your child the iPad and go on with your day. But it's really sharpening their swords is also critical. And that's where these my books and other books like Kingstone Comics and Veggie Tales, there's so many good resources for kids right now that it's really important to feed them the truth.
Right. And especially at a time where we find ourselves, like the Bible said, we will enter into that period of time where intelligence will run rampant, but people will know nothing. I mean, you know, so you think about it, right? I mean, here we are, this information age in which we live in, but we're like, we've been dumbed down in the process. I mean, the Bible, you know, told us that this was going to happen, so no big surprise here. And as you said, rightfully so, that there are many false Jesuses as they were then and they are now. But, you know, there is a bottom line to this. As Jesus said, we'll know them by his fruit. Because even the disciples of John the Baptist went to Jesus, you remember, and asked him, hey, are you the real deal or not? He says, well, why don't you tell John that in my ministry, the lame are walking, the blind are seeing, the dead are rising. I mean, you tell me, do you think I'm the Messiah or not, huh?
Yeah, that's, again, it's a crazy moment in world history, and it's easy to be distracted. And I think that's part of the plan, is to be as distracted as possible and to look for humans to be our savior when there really is only one true savior. And it feels good to have God have our back and
exactly
relying on man.
Well, Mario, it's a time, as you're realizing in your ministry, for us to be in alignment with God's kingdom purposes more than ever before. That is my prayer on a daily basis, is that I would be in alignment with God's purpose for this day and this moment. And I pray that for you and for your team and for all our listeners as we go forth, you know, trying to wonder, you know, what's going on. We're about ready to inaugurate the 46th President of the United States. We've got National Guard numbers that are, you know, you think we're in Afghanistan, you know, the number of National Guard there. So it can be a bit disconcerting. But in the midst of all this chaos, there is God. There is God and there is the truth. And that is our prayer and wish for everyone. Mario DeMatteo, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated?